Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. For today's Monday mini, we thought we would take a little bit of a break, a breather, and do a lighthearted discussion around what we are calling the new hanging out. And we had this idea long ago, long before the protest. So now protesting is kind of the new hanging out.
Right. I think you and I have hung out the most because we've been going to protest together. So
yes, it is very bizarre to like see people that you know in public. One,
right.
It's odd how bizarre it feels. And two, everyone has masks on.
Right.
So there's kind of that level of it going right. on.
I'm definitely more wary of people not wearing masks. Like there's a whole level of judgment. And I also love the fact that now I look at people's masks going, oh, I wonder where they got that. I want that. Yeah. You know, that's my new, instead of being like clothing, it's now masks.
I'm going to try to DIY one. As a cosplayer, I feel this was within my, I can learn to do this. Because mine, as you saw, Samantha, my mask is way too big for my face.
Right.
And it just doesn't feel great when you're having to continuously touch your face to fix it. And I have it all pinned up and it still gets loose. So that is a topic for another time. But if any listeners, which I know a lot of you are very crafty, have tutorials on mask, oh, please share them.
Right.
Please.
I don't need a tutorial because I'm not going to be able to make that. I've barely got it into knitting and I don't think knitted masks. Apparently some actresses think it's okay because they just put filters in it. And I feel like that's
knitted
not
mask.
Necessarily effective.
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing. But you know, whatever.
Samantha,
that's again
show
another
me,
topic.
She has a little, the world's smallest scarf, but she has
that's
made some progress with her knitting.
I can now make some rows, though I have a really hard time transitioning to the next row. Mm, that is one of my hardest things because also sometimes I can't, it's the whole thing. So I'm not going to get into it. But I have started really doing a lot more. It's always there now for me to pick up so I can try to stop getting on social media. But I want to be on social media because I want to know what's going on and people on Twitter know what's going on.
They certainly, certainly do.
But that's my new way of hanging out. Twitter, essentially.
Twitter,
I'm just going to find people and pretend like I'm friends with them just by reading their statement and liking it. That's what I do.
That's your new hanging out. So, yeah, I mean, I have found it really, really interesting and kind of heartwarming the ways people have found to hang out while we're apart. And I know I've talked about it before. I am or was, not as much now because there are all these protests and activism things to be doing. Doing so many virtual hangouts and happy hours and game nights and movie nights.
I think we've done more game nights because of this than we have before because we were all traveling.
Right. And that's always fun, especially because I am doing Dungeons and Dragons and trying to figure out like the overhead camera and where is this camera? I'm having to do a multi-camera setup, Samantha.
Right.
It's wild. And yeah, I love video chat with 2-7 and Senior. But one of the things I wanted to talk about is sort of etiquette, maybe any etiquette you've noticed, because I have really quickly just thrown a lot of things out the window. Like, I don't put makeup on
right.
for these virtual hangouts. I might not even put pants on, and I might not right. even care if you know I don't have pants on.
Right.
I have upped my virtual background game. Right now, my current favorite, I like the fire, the everything is fine fire meme. Mm-hmm. And I also like the, I have the shining elevators with all the blood coming out. That's a real, people like that one.
I was going to say, our producer, while we do our, I think we've talked about it. Have we talked about it before? That while we do our shows and record over Skype, his background is usually always some type of hamburger.
Yes.
So, of course, I'm always hungry, A. B, yes. But this time he's got this like, is it a toy? What is
it's,
this?
Yeah, it's a toy. It's from Japan. It's a very, somehow very cute and creepy judgmental hamburger.
There's a lot of things to unpack. Maybe it's yes. like a psychological or a project where you can tell me what you see in this and it tells you a lot about your personality. But I was like, this hamburger is not up to, he's not up to good. He's up to
he's
no
not
good.
Up to good.
He's not yes. up to good.
And I actually had a very funny, it wasn't funny at the time, but we were recording some pretty serious episodes and we use Skype to see each other as we record. And, normally, it switches to whoever's speaking on mm-hmm. Skype. So normally, I'm looking at Samantha and Andrew's mm-hmm. sort of not in the picture. But for some reason, my Skype got frozen on this judgmental hamburger. And I was trying to have a conversation about white fragility with this very judgmental hamburger. And it wasn't easy. It's a new skill set I'm working on.
Right. You got to pretend like it's not there.
Yes.
Yeah, my other part of that is because, like you said, when Skype happens and we're doing our show, and I only see you, I don't see myself. I kind of forget that I'm on camera.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I may have picked my nose at one point in time. I'm not sure, but yeah,
it was probably on the judgmental hamburger. Yeah, that's something maybe. I've definitely noticed too. Is I call it podcast posture because I'm in my closet. The lighting is very garish. I try not to think about how I look, but I have to sit in a certain way and it's mm-hmm. not comfortable at all.
Yeah, the way you have to pivot just right so you can be towards the mic and then mm-hmm. also see the screen and then also see each other. It's a, mm-hmm. it's a skill. I definitely, my setup, I know we've talked about it before, but I definitely have my laptop on top of a game
mm-hmm.
that we've been playing throughout the quarantine. And yes. I'm like, yeah, I'm a real professional. It's, hey. And then in front of me is pretty much my dining room table. So maybe yesterday's plate that I forgot to put, mm-hmm. or this morning's plate that I forgot to put in the dishes, in mm-hmm. the dish, whatever. What do I yes. have? A sink.
Yes. So that's sort of our podcast way of hanging out. We do hang out in non-podcast situations other than protest as well. I've noticed for me that one of the rules I've had to put in, because I am an extrovert, I have to put a time limit. Because as you know, Samantha, I yes. will stay. I will yes. burn the night away and its light is coming up and I'll still be talking to you. So I've had to put in time limits.
Right.
And I love seeing, like, with some friends, we do house party. With some friends, we do psych, which is really fun. And some friends, we just talk and talk and talk and talk. But having these ways of hanging out virtually that we found, it for me has been so helpful.
Yeah, you've been so busy. Like, that's impressive. Like, I will ask you, hey, how's it going? Do you want to, you know, whatever, maybe talk? And you're like, I have 4 happy hours. I'm like, good God.
And a watch party. And it's probably Star Wars.
Always Star Wars. Listeners, I have watched Star Wars a lot as of recently.
Because she is the best. She is such a kind soul.
Right. And I know one of the things we're talking about is, well, the protests and everything has kind of changed and abruptly pushed us a little quicker into the world of in real life contact. Mm-hmm. But what kind of is happening? I know Annie and I slowly were like, hey, have you been quarantined for 2 weeks? Like, I will measure. We measured our time. Like, okay, you quarantine from now for 2 weeks. I'm on quarantine for now 2 weeks. And this was just recently. Yeah. And then we could actually hang out in person.
Right.
And that's been kind of my new thing is, okay, we slowly are coming back together. What does this look like? And at one point, I know I met up with Caroline and she and I sat 6 feet away from each other. Mm-hmm. Picked up some to-go food and then would put on our mask outside of eating. Like, it was really kind of funny mm-hmm. how often, because it would just hang there. So I would just have it hanging there ready to go. If mm-hmm. anybody was going to walk by me, immediate.
Yeah.
I would stop eating, put the mask on, and then that. But that's kind of like, and then I will vet people and be like, so? And I, yeah. honestly, though, I've only hung out, I think outside of the protest, you and one other person outside yeah. of my, you know, my partner who pretty much lives downstairs. Someone called him my roommate and I'm like, yeah, pretty much. but he lives downstairs in our apartment complex. So we see each other on a mm-hmm. Regular basis. So that's kind of been my rules. Like, okay, I'll vet you. And I'm not gentle about it. I'm like, so have you been quarantining? Like, I just outright ask.
Yeah.
What have you been doing? Who have you been seeing? Mm-hmm. Okay, then. And I've done it twice now where I've actually gone to a place and we sit 6 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
I will take my own drinks. I will take mm-hmm. my own hand sanitizer. I will take my own water bottle. And typically, I won't use the bathroom until I get home.
Yeah. Yes. That's that my biggest thing is like, once I have to go to the bathroom, I'm leaving.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Socially like that, distance gathering.
That is my time to go.
Yeah.
Sorry, bye. Mm-hmm. But it's because of the protests and reopening. Since I've been to a protest, I have, you know, now need to quarantine myself because I don't want to bring that to anybody else. So that has kind of halted that little social distance visits because I'm like, even with the mask and 6 feet, I just, there's no reason to risk it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So those kind of been my rules. And when it comes, as we're slowly coming back, it feels like, and very slowly.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that today because I heard New York is in phase one of their reopening, which shocked me. I suppose to me, it's hard as someone who has been quarantining, as in not leaving my apartment for 2 weeks at a time, sometimes 3 weeks at a time.
Right.
I'm having trouble envisioning going out and being in big groups without a mask and without your hand sanitizer. And how long is that going to take for us to feel comfortable doing that again? And I know for some people, they're already there. Like, right. they've just been waiting.
Right.
But for me, I think it's going to, there is going to be sort of a trust
exactly.
issue.
That, I mean, that's kind of the thing. It's kind of the people that I've been hanging out with or I've considered hanging out with is the conversation of, do I trust that the information you give me
yeah.
is correct?
Mm-hmm.
And do I trust that you would not? And I know there's the argument that this is going to hurt our immune system in trying to work this out of our community. I don't know the best way to say it. You know what I mean?
Right.
As well as they're talking about a vaccine that could possibly be coming out by the end of this year. However, the other report to that is it's not going to necessarily slow down.
Right.
It's sort of affected.
Like, Yeah. But I'm very interested to see what happens there for a lot of reasons, obviously. But also, people have been super innovative. I've loved seeing these virtual dance parties.
Yes.
All these
that's
ways.
That's why TikTok has gone all the way up. They're including their families, and this is how they're dancing.
Oh, my good friend Marissa, who's been on the show, is on TikTok, and she keeps sending me these cosplay TikToks like, don't you think you'd like this? And I say, yes, I do, but I'm oversaturated right now.
Right. Oh my goodness.
I've missed the TikTok window.
I feel like I have too, for sure. I missed the Snapchat window. So if I miss that,
I was
absolutely.
On the Snapchat, but the Snapchat. But I
the
missed
Snapchats.
The TikTok.
Yeah.
But it is very important right now that we find these ways to stay connected and we don't get so isolated and another part of that conversation is, again, not everyone has access to the internet.
Yeah, and I know I just listened to a report accidentally, because I don't listen to reports typically, about how even those who have been promised access has been limited. And even those who, companies that have been funded to give free access has been limited. So even those who are promised or think that they've gotten a way to do it, that like people's arguments have been that, you know, there's no, you can have free access and you can do mm-hmm. it. It's not been happening. Right. The funding either has not come through or the company has, whether it's because of technical difficulties, has not been able to give it out. And that's a big conversation of when accessibility is promised. Yeah. And then therefore, people believe that it's there and that's mm-hmm. laid on the individuals and then specifically with students when we talk about that.
Yeah.
And that they should have that access, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like? And how does it fix when they think there is a fix?
Yeah. And that is a very, very important conversation. It was before this, but it definitely is right now. So yeah, we just wanted to kind of go over what we're doing. We would love to hear what you listeners are doing. We have an episode, we actually recorded it quite a while ago, but it's only just coming out now about online gaming and the importance of that during this. And that is something that has been hugely important for me. And I've done even creative things, like we had a costume party where we all had to come in costume. There's just so many creative things that you can do. And we would love for you listeners, if you have a really fun thing that you're doing to stay connected, something really creative, we would love to hear it. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at Stuff I've Never Told You. Thanks as always to our super producers, Andrew Howard and JJ Posway.
Thanks, y'all.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.